Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 40, Personality Types, Shir number 40, and this is the last of the 16 types description. We're going to talk about the ENFJ, the harmonizer, the caretaker, and E means that this type is outgoing and sociable. NF means that they have a depth of psychological sensitivity, reading people's motivations and intentions with unusual accuracy. F means they're very caring and handling people with charm and concern. E means they're usually well-liked and popular. J's mean they're organized, like to plan ahead, like to have all things settled and decided. They assume that others will follow their advice and rules. People turn to them, ENFJs, for nurturance, for support, and they usually get it. But the ENFJs may also feel so excessively responsible for others that they may inappropriately feel guilty if they are not available at all times for all people. Because they have that strong empathetic ability combined with their inability to disconnect emotionally, so they overextend themselves often. They're optimistic about people's potentials, sometimes too much, that hurts them deeply when people do not actualize their potential. People may feel ashamed of their inability to live up to the ENFJ's ideals. Communication is their strong point. They have remarkable fluency in speaking and writing, and are influential and don't hesitate to speak out. They're devoted to their children, but they're not domineering. They can be victimized by others who may take advantage of their goodness and become more and more demanding of them. They have an unrealistic expectation of their ability to please others. They feel inappropriately guilty if they are not able to satisfy someone's demands. As a J, they like to accept the rules and regulations. The ENFJ is known to be a great communicator. They may be best described as smooth-talking persuader. They are natural at motivating people and even motivate them to do something that they may not initially want to do. Their focus is towards other people. That's the extroversion. Understanding other people's needs and motivation. That's the feeling with imagination and inspiration. That's intuitive and in a structured way, which is the J. They could size up situations in a very concerned way. And that's why so many people are drawn to ENFJs and why they're natural leaders. They're seldom at loss to intuit what the group needs is and how to reach goals. And they are, more than other feeling types, have a great group leadership ability. They see the entire world as people whose endless needs and concerns are to be funneled to organizations and institutions that will help serve human needs, what's good for humanity. And they think about this a lot. And therefore, paradoxically, one of the difficult aspects of their challenge is from their greatest strength. Because while being accomplished at working with other people and groups, ENFJs can become depressed or wounded, even bitter, if their ideas are met with resistance. They take conflict and rejection very personally and often carry a grudge against individuals or the people involved. So that's a problem that ENFJs have. When they get disappointed, that could create problems. The ENFJ personality of a female, that's more nurturing, caring. ENFJ female, though, when they assume leadership, sometimes they may have trouble that way because it's not stereotypical a woman's role. And she may be a subject to scorn or overstepping her bounds as a woman and things like that. And ENFJs are effective leaders. That both men and women look up to ENFJs for leadership, for decisiveness. And all ENFJs, including males, are often criticized as being insincere or superficial because of the way they talk, because they talk very smoothly. And, you know, but they are truly very, very sincere. It's easy to get along with an ENFJ. They want a happy, affirming relationship because that's how everyone works best. They're highly articulate. They have a quick sense of humor. Parenting is a responsibility and a pleasure for them. And, you know, as a general rule, you know, as children, they have verbal skills early. Every opportunity that they can to serve, to involve others, to be involved, is something that they really enjoy and they really thrive on. So ENFJs, they are forthright people, warm people. They love helping others. They have strong ideas and values, and their voice is a powerful voice. They call to serve for a greater purpose in life. They're thoughtful. They're idealistic. They rarely shy away from an opportunity to do the right thing, even though it's not easy. They are born natural leaders. That's why you find them in politics. You find them as coaches. You find them as teachers, as guiding friends and love nuns. ENFJs have a unique ability to remain hopeful in the face of difficulties. They speak up for what's right. They have a sense of justice, an unwavering commitment to standing up against what's wrong. They get involved. They're genuine. They're caring. They walk the walk. They talk the talk. Nothing makes them happier than motivating others to do what's right. They care about people, want to solve their problems at all costs. But sometimes, you know, they could push too hard. And people may be resentful of that. So they have to be careful pertaining to that. What are their main strengths and weaknesses? Their strengths are they're very perceptive. They have strong opinions, but they're not closed-minded. They allow others to express themselves fully. They are very, very reliable. They can be counted on. They are very passionate. They're full of interests. They seek hobbies, hiking, cooking, dancing, growing houseplants, anything. They are altruistic. They have a deep desire to make positive changes. They have a deep desire to help people. And they are very charismatic in leadership roles. They have a profound capacity for empathy that gravitates people to them. What are their weaknesses? Sometimes they can be unrealistic. They put pressure on themselves to right every single wrong they encountered, and you cannot make everyone happy, so they're too idealistic that way. They could spread themselves thin. They could be overly idealistic. They could be condescending because they want to enlighten others. They could be overly intense. They may push others to make changes they're not ready for, as an example. They could be overly empathetic. Compassion is one of the greatest strengths of an ENFJ, but sometimes they have consider that other problems are their own, and that leaves them emotionally and physically exhausted. So even when we talked about noisa ba'olim chaveray, and giving people, you know, let them feel the burden of others, and it's a healthy thing. If you go overboard, though, it could hurt you. So you have to be careful with that because it could drain you and you won't be able to help the other person. In romantic relationships, it could be intense, and they believe their soulmate is there and they're one with them. They could be very loving soulmates in a marriage relationship. And they, with dreaming together and helping each other, share their goals, support each other to become better. They're in with each other in the long haul. They're focused. They're dedicated. They know how to enjoy the moment, but they also know that life isn't full of fun and games. They're eager to prove their commitment, to take the time to effort to establish, themselves, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. ENFJs care about pleasing their partners, and their sensitivity helps them tune in to their needs and to their wants, and there's a love and there's a mutual respect. When it comes to friendship, connecting to other people with an ENF personality make you feel alive and purposeful, and they put ENFJ's sincere, dedicated effort to staying close with their friends, and friendship is a very special thing for an ENFJ. They have through thick and thin. They are very loyal to one another. They may not have a bunch of friends, although as extroverts they may, but they have a real group that could have beautiful loyalty with the friendship that they have. And that's a very important insight. As far as parenting is concerned, same idea. That people with this personality type bring all the gifts to raising children with compassion, with resolve, with their leadership skills. They try to create a loving, encouraging, and supported home life for their children. And it's the greatest reward in watching their children blossom into their own unique personalities. And they're compassionate. Doesn't mean that anything goes. No. But they're very compassionate. And they have idealistic, good-natured aspects to them. And all of this is very, very important. People with this personality type aren't just disciplinary. They're compassionate. They embody the values that they hope that their children will uphold: genuine authenticity, fairness, respect for different people and perspectives. And ENFJ parents have high expectations for their children, and it comes with the best of intentions. They want to be sure that their children are on the path of a meaningful life. And ENFJ personality pride themselves in their ability to see what each person will bring to the world, to bring out their potential in the best possible way. ENFJs need to reassure their children that they are loved for who they are and not necessarily for what they do. They are the bedrock of support. And all this is very important. As far as career paths of an ENFJ, they could be tremendous leaders. They rarely shy away from responsibility. They have the unique ability to remain hopeful in the face of difficulties. They find things that always remember things to be grateful for. They speak up for what is right. They're vocal for their values of authenticity. They could pick up on people's motivations. They could be persuasive. They have an inner sense of justice, of knowing between right and wrong. And again, they're genuine, caring people who walk the talk and walk the walk, talk the talk, walk the walk, and they motivate people, they care about people, and they get involved in other people's problems in a healthy way, and they often lead the way because they are true-born leaders. They are reliable and passionate and altruistic and charismatic. These are all positive traits with them. They could sometimes be unrealistic, overly idealistic, condescending sometimes, and intense or overly empathetic, like we said. And that's the challenges that they have, like every personality having their unique opportunities and their unique challenges. ENFJs are great managers. They make people who work for them feel not just motivated, but also inspired. They see everyone, their gifts and their potentials. And that's a great gift that ENFJs have. So to conclude, this is the idea, is that ENFJs are creative, passionate, commitment to do the right thing. Yes, there's that darker side of the nagging fear that you may not reach your full potential and you worry about it. But the idea is to be determined, have the healthy idealism, plan for a better future, be optimistic, grow in your betachin, use your gifts and make the most of your gifts like every personality type. That's their calling, to make the best of the gifts that they have. Bracha v'atzlacha.